All right, let's build something nasty, musical, and totally DJ-aware. In this lesson, we're making a pirate radio-style transition blueprint in Ableton Live 12 for jungle, old-school DNB, and rollers. The goal is not just to throw effects at a breakdown. We want a transition that feels like it belongs in the arrangement, but also feels like it could slide perfectly between two records in a set. That means the groove stays readable, the low end stays controlled, and the tension actually means something. A lot of producers make the mistake of treating the breakdown like a full stop in drum and bass. That usually kills the momentum. A better way to think about it is density shifting. You're not stopping the track, you're redistributing energy. One layer thins out, another becomes more defined. Then the bass and drums come back with more impact because the space around them was handled properly. So here is the idea. We're going to build a transition section that starts with rolling drums, moves into a filtered bass pullback, brings in pirate radio atmospheres and chatter, uses a few smart break edits and reverse gestures, and then slams back into the groove with stronger low-end authority. All with stock Ableton devices. No fancy third-party tricks needed. Start by setting up a 16-bar region in arrangement view. That gives you enough time to create a proper phrase arc. For DNB, especially old-school jungle-influenced stuff, phrase logic matters a lot. The listener needs to feel where the energy is going, and DJs need that structure to mix with. A clean way to map it is like this. The first four bars are your established groove. Bars 5 to 8 start thinning out the energy and hinting at the pullback. Bars 9 to 12 become your pirate radio breakdown and break edit zone, and bars 13 to 16 are the re-entry bill that leads back into the next section or the main drop. Put locators on those landmarks so you can jump around easily and keep the arrangement organized. Now let's build the drum backbone. Start with a break loop, preferably something with jungle character, and slice it up using simpler. Use slice to new MIDI track if you want to turn it into a playable pattern. You want enough swing and movement to keep it human, but not so much chaos that the transition loses shape. Layer a clean kick and snare underneath if the break is too thin or too damaged. That anchor is important. In DNB, the backbeat is often what tells the ear where the phrase still lives, even when the fills get wild. On the break bus, add drum bus and EQ8. Keep the drum bus drive modest, maybe somewhere in the 5-15% range, with a little crunch if the break needs attitude. Be careful with boom unless your sub is already under control. Then use EQ8 to cut out low rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz, because that stuff just eats headroom. If the break feels sharp or fizzy, dip a little in the 3 to 6 kHz zone. You want grit, not pain. Next, design the bass pullback. This is where the transition starts feeling intentional instead of like you just muted the bass. Put your bass stack into a group and use auto filter, utility, and maybe a saturator on that group. Automate the filter cutoff down over 4 to 8 bars. If the bass is Reese heavy or mid-range focused, narrowing the width during the pullback can make the whole section feel like it's collapsing inward in a good way. Try moving utility width from full stereo down to something much narrower, even mono for part of the transition, but keep the actual sub stable if you want the floor to stay alive. This is a really useful DNB trick. You can make the bass feel like it's disappearing without actually removing the physical foundation. If your sub is separate, keep it clean, mono, and simple. Let the mid-bass breathe and shrink, while the sub stays steady enough that the listener never fully loses the low-end reference. That gives you suspense without killing the groove. Now for the pirate radio character. This is where the vibe gets interesting. Add an audio track with vinyl hiss, room noise, sample chatter, radio snippets, or anything that feels like a late-night broadcast bleeding into the tune. Then process it with stock tools. EQ8 should band limit it so it sits in the mids, not in the sub or the super bright top end. High pass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. If you want it grimier, add a touch of redux or saturator. Keep the degradation subtle enough that the voice or texture still reads clearly. Then use auto filter for movement, echo for short dubby throws, and a reverb with a fairly controlled space, not a giant wash. The key here is placement. Don't just leave the radio texture running all the time. Drop it in as bursts between break hits and bass phrases. That makes it feel like a broadcast signal coming and going, which is much more interesting than a pad sitting behind the track. In pirate radio style music, atmosphere is strongest when it feels accidental, like it's leaking into the system. Now let's add a call and response idea between the drums and bass. This is where the transition starts to dance. Make a two-bar phrase where one bar has a break fill and a bass stab, and the next bar answers with a chopped break drop, a short silence pocket, or a little effects response. That little back and forth makes the section feel alive. You can resample a bass note or stab using a device like Wavedable, Saturator, or Resonator, then bounce it to audio and reverse one of the hits for a suction effect. If you want a bit of old-school stutter, try beat repeat sparingly. Keep the settings tight. A grid of 1/16th or 1/32nd, with a reasonable chance amount, can be enough to create that glitchy, jungle pressure without turning the whole thing into a mess. And here's an important teacher note, silence is a rhythm tool. A lot of advanced producers forget that. Leaving a half beat blank before a hit often feels heavier than adding another fill. In this style, negative space is not absence, it's pressure. Now let's shape the transition with return tracks. This is where things get cleaner and more professional. Instead of loading giant reverbs and delays directly on your source sounds, set up a couple of return tracks. One can be a short room or plate reverb. The other can be a tempo synced echo. On the reverb return, keep the decay controlled, maybe around 1 second to under 2 seconds, with the low end filtered out and highs softened a little. On the echo return, sync it to something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4 and keep the feedback moderate. Then send specific hits to those returns, like ghost snares, chopped vocal fragments, reverse cymbals, or isolated break hits. Automate those send levels over the final two bars before the drop. That's how you get those classy transition throws without muddying the whole mix. The re-entry is where the pressure releases, but don't just bring everything back at once. Build it up with automation. Open the bass filter over two bars. Bring the bass width back gradually, but only on the mid layer, not on the sub. Add a subtle high shelf to the drum bus if you need the return to feel brighter. Pull down the atmosphere sends right before the impact. If you want extra drama, cut the echo tail on the last beat before the drop. That tiny gesture can make the re-entry feel much bigger. A good way to think about the final bar is this. The last eighth note before the hit can matter more than the whole build. If you remove just enough information there, the drop lands harder. You can also use a downlifter or reverse crash, but keep it authentic to the style. A filtered noise sweep or reversed break fragment usually feels better in jungle or old-school DNB than a glossy EDM riser. We want pirate radio grit, not polished festival shine. Now glue the whole thing together with bus processing. Group your drums, bass, and FX separately. On the drum bus, use glue compressor gently, just enough to catch the transients and make the loop feel like one unit. Aim for only a couple dB of gain reduction. Add drum bus if the drums need more edge, but don't overcook it. On the bass bus, use saturator for harmonics and EQ8 to clean any muddy low mids. On the FX bus, high pass aggressively so the atmosphere never fights the kick or sub. And this part is non-negotiable for dark DNB. Check mono. If the bass disappears, or the drums lose their punch in mono, the transition might sound big in headphones, but weak in a club or on a radio stream. Collapse the low layers when needed. Keep the foundation stable. Here are a few advanced variations you can try once the basic version works. One is the fake double drop turn. You hint at a drop around bar 9, hit the listener with some strong bass energy, then strip it away and only land the proper drop later. That kind of misdirection feels great in pirate radio style arrangements because it sounds spontaneous and unruly, but still controlled. Another idea is a pressure cooker loop. Repeat a two-bar phrase several times, but change one detail each time. First pass is normal. Second pass is filtered. Third pass adds distortion. Fourth pass introduces a reverse tail. Then on the next cycle, replace the snare with a ghosted fill. Tiny changes like that keep the loop moving, without forcing a whole new idea every bar. You can also switch the drum perspective. Start break led, then move into kick and snare emphasis. Then let hats and ghost notes take over. That alone can make the same bass material feel like a completely different transition. If you want the section to be more DJ-friendly, build a mix window. That means a short area where the drums are stable, the bass is moderate, and the effects are minimal. Leave enough space that another tune could blend in without the section becoming cluttered. That's the difference between a cool production trick and a section that works in a real set. For a quick sound design extra, try making a tuner glitch FX layer from white noise. Drop it into simpler, shorten the decay, run it through a resonant filter, add a bit of redux or saturator, bounce it, and reverse it. That gives you a really useful radio searching for the station kind of texture. It's simple, but in the right spot it adds a lot of character. Another powerful trick is a hidden sub hit. Instead of a huge bass drop, use a very short mono sub punch under the final transition hit. Tiny pitch movement downward, no stereo nonsense, short decay. On its own, it won't sound massive, but under the full impact, it makes everything feel physically bigger. If you want the section to sound even more authentic, resample your own transition. Bounce a couple bars to audio, then slice that audio and reverse some pieces. Pitch one slice down slightly. Reassemble it into a fill. That often sounds more coherent and violent than trying to program every tiny detail from scratch, because the transition inherits the character of the processing.